This news update's being brought to you by Popham Flooring, across from McLaren Thumb Region in Bad Axe. For everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring, visit Popham Flooring just west of Bad Axe. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. On Friday, October 17th, the Bad Axe Hatchets varsity football team will honor military veterans at their home game against Brown City. Veterans are invited to attend the event free of charge, with recognition ceremony set to begin at 6:35 p.m. prior to kickoff. During the ceremony, veterans will be recognized by both teams, and players from Bad Axe and Brown City will shake hands with each veteran on the field, emphasizing community appreciation and respect for their service. For the special occasion, Bad Axe players will wear red, white, and blue jerseys as part of the patriotic tribute. Following the recognition ceremony, all veterans will be included in a group photo alongside the Hatchets team. Kickoff for the game is scheduled for 7 p.m., and the event aims to foster a strong sense of unity between the football program and the region's veteran community. And the political differences that have shut down most of the federal government operations is having a far-reaching impact that's even felt in Huron County. Bingham Township Sexton John Rutkowski informed the board during this month's meeting that because of the federal government shutdown, he has not heard anything back on the Civil War veteran plaques he wants to get. During the township September meeting, Rutkowski reported there are two Civil War veterans who are buried in the Valley Cemetery, and he's working to get those soldiers recognized and honored with a special plaque for each of them. When he's able to get the plaques, he'll install them to honor these long-ago war veterans who stepped up to serve their country. Michigan was among states that responded to President Abraham Lincoln's call for volunteers. And the Michigan State Board of Education has thrown its support behind the Invest in MI Kids initiative, a proposal that would add a 5% income tax surcharge for individuals earning more than $500,000 and couples making over $1 million a year. The measure, which could appear on a 2026 statewide ballot, is designed to provide a new steady funding source for public schools. If approved by voters, the tax would begin in 2027 and is expected to bring in around $1 billion annually for education. Board member Mitchell Robinson said the effort aims to make up for years of limited investment in Michigan's school system, which continues to lag behind other Midwestern states. Saginaw Councilwoman Carly Hammond also voiced support, saying educators and residents from both political parties recognize that the state's inconsistent budgeting approach cannot sustain long-term educational needs. Supporters are now gathering the required petition signatures for validation before March 2026.
In a world full of trends, hardwood never goes out of style. At Popham Flooring, they're not just selling floors, they're helping you build something real. Solid hardwood that lasts, that feels warm under your feet, and holds memories, not just furniture. This generation is about investing in what matters. So why settle for cheap imitation or throwaway looks? Popham Flooring offers handcrafted hardwood options that speak to your style and your standards. Rustic, refined, modern, or timeless, they've got it. Your home should reflect who you are, not just today, but for years to come. Popham Flooring west of Bad Axe. Real wood, real life, real you. Stop in and check out their showroom to start your next chapter one step at a time. Popham Flooring, located west of Bad Axe on M53, or call 989-269-7358.
Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Pigeon and Elkton One Stop, Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seabourn Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville, and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of VADX. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings.
President Trump has used executive powers to halt billions in funding for districts with Democratic representation during the ongoing government shutdown. The move has caused uncertainty for schools and municipal programs nationwide. Congressional leaders are calling for swift resolution to funding disputes. The White House spokesperson maintains that the cuts are temporary, and Democrats have scheduled debates for relief proposals next week. Tensions are high as negotiations persist. India is set to receive one new aircraft weekly as part of an ongoing aviation expansion. Officials say deliveries will improve domestic travel and trade. The announcement was made at the NDTV World Summit. Government leaders called it a milestone for infrastructure growth, and airlines expect operational improvements in coming months. The plan supports economic development goals nationwide. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Popham Flooring, across from the McLaren Thumb region in VADX. For everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring, visit Popham Flooring just west of VADX.
The Pigeon Rotary Club's biggest fundraiser of the year is right around the corner. It's the Pigeon Rotary Wine and Ale Tasting this Wednesday, October 22nd at the Pigeon Event Center. The event kicks off at 5:30 p.m. with 20 wines and 8 beer selections to choose from, along with heavy appetizers, and everyone in attendance goes home with a custom stemless wine glass. All this for just $30. The Pigeon Rotary Wine and Ale Tasting takes place Wednesday, October 22nd at the Pigeon Event Center, and you can buy your tickets today online by just going to pigeonrotary.com. That's pigeonrotary.com to buy your wine and ale tasting tickets for just $30 a piece. So join us for a night of great beer, wine, and food with even better fellowship and people. It's the Pigeon Rotary Wine and Ale Tasting this Wednesday, October 22nd at the Pigeon Event Center. Tickets are just $30 and you can buy yours today at pigeonrotary.com. That's pigeonrotary.com.
Today's health awareness program is brought to you by Aspire Rural Health. With locations in Huron, Sanilac, Tuscola, and Lapeer counties, with a family of more than 70 providers all working together to expand accessibility to quality rural health care as the trusted choice for patients and employees.
Low vision is common, especially as we age. Judith Goldstein, a low vision expert at Johns Hopkins, says that in addition to seeking comprehensive care for the condition, loved ones really need to be involved also.
This is where we bring the family and the caregivers back into the fold. It's very important that they are educated. You know, when you have vision loss, it's not physically evident oftentimes. You're not using a walker or a wheelchair or a cane. People don't know that you have an eye problem. People don't understand why their mom can see a piece of lint on the carpeting but can't recognize their face. And so it's a lot about teaching the family about how to help that person. Maybe you should walk on this side. Maybe you should give them verbal clues. Let me teach you how to use the technology so you can help your husband or your wife or your family member.
Goldstein says most people with low vision can use a range of technologies and techniques to learn to live best with the condition. And the support and perspective of loved ones is key. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.
Today's health awareness program was brought to you by Aspire Rural Health System, caring for you and your family close to home with more than 70 providers in Huron, Sanilac, Tuscola, and Lapeer counties working together to expand accessibility to quality rural health care as the trusted choice for patients and employees.
And that's been your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.